Chapter 2. So why not ask? Can you remember begging your parents for things when you were really little? It was so easy. Candy, ice cream, toys, a new basketball, the latest doll that burps and wets and comes with 37 outfits. Maybe you put your latest wish on your birthday list, then campaign every day to get what you want just in case your parents didn't realize how serious you were. Looking back, you were pretty selfish, right? Sure. But then again, maybe not. Look at it this way. You were convinced that your mom and dad loved you and wanted to make you happy. You knew they were rich. When your little all-grown-ups are rich, you knew that if they gave you what you wanted, it didn't mean someone else wouldn't get something good from their parents. I mean, no one would be losing because you were getting. And finally, you knew that if you really, really wanted something, your dad and mom would want to be the first to know about it. Caring comes naturally to them. That's their job. So what was selfish about asking? You see, when you were a child, it made all the sense in the world to ask for whatever you wanted as often as you wanted it. Now let me ask you this question. Is it possible that God wants you to come to Him with the same happy, okay, slightly crazy, confidence of a child and ask Him to give you the very best He has for you? I've met so many Christians who think that such an idea is wrong. They assume that they'll seem greedy or immature if they ask God for too many blessings. But that's not what Jabez believed. Somewhere in his bones, he knew something that most of us miss. He was convinced that God loved him and wanted to really bless him, and that he could because he had unlimited power and resources. That kind of trust in his heavenly Father made it natural for Jabez to pray exactly the kind of request God wants to hear. Maybe it wasn't just faith that made him pray like that. Maybe he wanted to try an experiment. Or maybe he had run out of alternatives. Where do you see yourself in this story?